In the mountains of southwestern Virginia, with its vertical landscapes and low population density, it's not always easy or even possible to get water to some homes. It could cost $50,000 or more to hook up to a sewer system, that is, if there is one nearby.
People have been drinking from these springs for a long time.
That's Virginia Tech bioengineering professor Leanne Kramidis. She says in many cases, even people with running water at home prefer getting it from these springs. Kramidis is considered one of the foremost experts on water quality and availability in Appalachia.
You know, if you have a well and you have very high iron in your water, or manganese, it may be discolored. Maybe if you've switched from well to a public system, you taste the chlorine and it tastes funny. So in all these cases, people say, the water coming out of my tap at home isn't palatable. This seems natural and it's pretty and it's coming out of a pretty place in the mountain.
But all that beauty doesn't mean there's no harmful bacteria in the water. You can't see E. coli and you can't taste it.
E. coli is naturally in the gut of every warm-blooded mammal and bird. So if you find E. coli, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the kind of E. coli that's going to make you sick, but it's something that should be in the intestine, which means it came out of the intestine, which means that there's poop in the water. So I always joke with my students that, you know, even little kids know you don't drink poop.
Her survey found the springs to be contaminated some of the time. 80% tested positive at least once, but there's no regular testing program in place, though some local health departments label the springs not for human consumption. But for people who've grown up with and come to rely on these springs, it's a cultural thing.
People have been telling me they value these springs. That means that they should be there for them to use. We just have to figure out a way to lower the risk.
Kramidis says if a municipal drinking water facility had anywhere near that 80% level of E. coli contaminations, they'd shut the plant down and send out a boil water advisory. Kramidis also teaches water and sanitation in developing countries.
And we're always talking about being culturally sensitive and malleable to what a community wants. So not just delivering them what we think they should have, but what they'd actually want. And that's sometimes that then we forget, is it actually a guiding principle we should use in the United States as well?
She'd like to see these springs protected with a point-of-use water treatment right there on the site to keep them free of dangerous bacteria.
Because if they're valued by the community, I'd like them to still be available for use, but safe.
At this point, we can't know if they're safe. Virginia's natural springs are considered environmental waters and not intended to be drinking water. So they're outside the regulation for water quality. But in many countries around the world, communal springs are common, and there's even a version of that in this country.
I do know of some areas in Kentucky that have developed kind of water kiosks that become a place of gathering, a place where you can hold farmers markets and kind of catch up with people. And so maybe that is something we'd like here. Maybe we need to dream beyond what we originally thought was only possible overseas.
Appalachian springs have long been a vital resource in this region that people think of as healthy and safe.
So finding the investment and kind of the will to develop them, that's the challenge.
In Blacksburg, I'm Robbie Harris.